this video, I'll be showing you how to create a head smash effect in Sony Vegas 8. You can also do this in Sony Vegas 7, 6, or 5, but you need to have Sony Vegas Pro to do this. If you're using the Movie Studio or Platinum versions, you cannot do this effect. Now let's go ahead and take a quick look at the head smash I created a while back. Now keep in mind that the quality on this clip isn't too good, so just bear with me here. Alright, so let's get started. Alright, so let's go ahead and import some footage here. And you can use these clips too, there will be a download link in the right, or you can film them yourself. However, if you film your own clips, you're going to need both a tripod and a watermelon. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in these two clips, actor.wmv and smash.wmv. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this audio because we don't need it. And I'm also going to name these tracks so that we don't get any confusion later on. So just go up here, double click, and just type actor, and I'll call this one Smash. Now when you're filming your scene, what you're going to do is have your actor lay on the ground for a few seconds, and then after that few seconds, he's just going to flinch as if he was getting hit by something. Now let me show you what ours looks like. So our actor's laying on the ground, and then after a few seconds, he just kind of flinches. He doesn't get up to his feet or anything, he just pretends he got hit by something. Really simple. What we're going to do is split the clip where he jumps. So we'll click here on our actor clip, and just with our left and right arrow keys, we're going to scroll through the frames until he jumps. So about frame 63 is where he jumps, and frame 62 is the final frame in which he's still on the ground. So I'm going to split it at frame 62 by using the S key, and now it's its own clip. And we're going to do the same thing for the smash clip below. So for our actor track, let's go to over here to this mute button, and we'll quickly turn off the track so that we can view our smash track. And now let's just split the clip in which he finally hits the watermelon or whatever object they're using with his shovel. So I'm just using the left and right arrow keys, and at about frame 64 is where he hits it, and frame 63 is where his shovel's still in the air. But frame 62 is the frame we used for our actor track, so this is ideally what we're going to do. So I'm going to split it here at frame 62, even though his shovel does not hit his watermelon, I guess you could say. I know this is sounding kind of confusing, and it will get even more confusing, but I'll try and make it as easy to understand as possible. Alright, so this is what we're going to do. For our smash clip, the one where he doesn't hit the watermelon, the one where he's still with his shovel in his hand and everything, we're going to go to the very beginning of this clip, and then advance two frames with our right arrow key. One, two, and then split it here. And then we got a very short clip at the beginning, and this is only two frames long, you see, and we're going to hit the delete key, because it will then line up both of the shots, and we don't need to even line them up later. So this saves us a bunch of time. So let's hit this mute button again, and now we can see our actor again. So for this clip here, the one where he's laying on the ground, not the clip where he twitches, the one where he's just laying completely still, let's go to our pan and crop tool, hit the mask checkbox down here, and let's go up here to our normal edit tool, and just move it so that we can see it well. Just position it so that it'll work well with you. Alright, so once it's positioned well, let's grab our anchor creation tool here, and we're going to create a mask around our actor. Doesn't have to be perfect, just very basic. And just create a mask around your actor. Alright, and now what we're going to do is under path, go to the feather type, change it to both, and I'm just going to push it up a bit to about 3.2. And now we can exit this. And we're going to do the same thing for the clip where our actor jumps. So on this clip, we've already created a mask, and we're going to do the same thing for this clip. So let's go to our pan and crop tool, make sure mask is checked, go to the normal edit tool and just get a good view. Now let's go to our anchor creation tool and just do the same thing, just create a very basic mask around him. And what this will do is it will allow both the actor and the guy with the shovel to be in the same shot. That's what masking does, it allows two different clips to kind of be put together, to be combined kind of. Alright, so now, as you can see in the video preview, you can already see both of the actors. They're both there. And now what we're going to do is go back to the feather type, hit both, and let's just push this to about 10.6, but it's all up to you. And now if we exit this, alright, so if we play it back, both actors are there. See, there's the guy with the shovel, and the guy with that's just laying there. And once he hits the head, you can still see the blood. And now the final thing that we need to do is just remove the head. And this is again done by masking. However, you can leave the head and make it so that it kind of looks like he smashes like his neck or something. And then, I don't know, but for this effect, I'm just gonna remove the head. Let's go back to this clip, the clip that we just masked, this one right here. We've already masked it, but we can actually do more than one mask on the same shot. So let's go to our normal edit tool and zoom in, and we're gonna zoom in specifically on his head. This is where the mask is gonna take place. So let's go to our anchor creation tool and just create a very simple mask around his head, and it's gonna end right here at his neck, because that's where the head is gonna be removed. And let's just go here, and there you go. And let's go to our feather type and hit both. And let's just make this really small, about 3.2. And you can actually push the anchors so that it's a custom shape. And to do this, just take your anchor creation tool, right click on each anchor, go to deselect anchor, and then you can actually push it with the mouse cursor if you wish, but I'm just not gonna do it. All right, so there we go. And under mode, like under path mode, we're gonna change this to negative, and it gets rid of the head completely. If you look in the video preview, his head is gone, and now all you gotta do is align the two shots, but we already did this, so if all goes correctly, it should be all lined up, and we should get a nice clean head smash. All right, so we got a pretty good effect there. I went through this pretty quickly, so you're probably gonna wanna go a little more in depth and just kinda, you know, take your time, be very careful and precise. I just did this in a matter of minutes, so you know, you're probably gonna wanna, you know, take a lot of time and effort into this. But it's all up to you, and I think it looks pretty good for like under 6 minutes. How long was this? So like for 8 minutes, I think it's pretty good. But there's one more thing we gotta do. Let's go to our smashsound.mp3 in our project media tab, and let's just click and drag this and right to where he's about to hit the watermelon or whatever. That's where we'll position it. And let me just move this here. All right, I'm gonna do a quick RAM preview and see what this looks like. Okay. All right, so you created a very simple head smash effect. I hope you enjoyed the tutorial. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them in the comments below. I'd like to hear what you think, and I'll try and help you out. If you have any questions or problems, please rate the video 5 stars or whatever you think it deserves. Doesn't matter, because it still helps for feedback. Please subscribe to this channel if you want more Vegas tutorials. I have over 30 of them. Thanks for watching. Have fun.